Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now, Greg Napier.
Always great to have you on board here. If you don't like that, a lot of things going on in the National Football League, both on and off the field. And today I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about violence and abuse towards our sports officials. But first, I want to tell you that today's podcast is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. Just go to newworksplumbing.com. And remember, they are available around the clock. Hey, if you have an emergency at 3 in the morning, no problem. New Works will be there for you. They are available 24/7. Just go to newworksplumbing.com. That's newworksplumbing.com. I did a rant on this yesterday after the Cowboys 49ers game, in which Dallas was thoroughly outplayed, even though they had a chance in the final possession, albeit it would have been somewhat of a miracle to go the length of the field and score a touchdown. But I made a lot of comments about what Dak Prescott, the Cowboys quarterback, did after the game. And I have lost all respect for Dak Prescott. And as I am recording this podcast, still no apology from Prescott towards the officials. He is a quarterback of one of the most famous, well-known franchises, not only in the NFL, but in all of sport. And Dak has always carried himself as a very class individual with a high degree of professionalism. But on Sunday, after his team lost to San Francisco, that maturity, professionalism, and class went out the window when at first he thought the debris raining down from the stands from the disgruntled, upset Cowboy fans were directed at his teammates. And it was then told that it was being directed towards the officials. And Prescott said about this, credit to them. How about that? Credit to them then. Meaning he's crediting the fans for throwing debris down at the officials. Quote, if the fans felt the same way as us and that's what they were doing it for, yeah. I'm guessing that's why the refs took off and got out of there so fast. Yeah, I think everybody is upset with the way this thing played out. I'm sure a fan would feel the same way we would. Really despicable comments by Dak Prescott. Tony Dungy of NBC, the former coach, went to social media, and I thought he said it about as well as can be said via Twitter. He said, concerning the Dallas Cowboys, let's forget the last play and the clock. How about giving up 169 yards rushing, giving up 5 sacks, completing less than 60% of their passes, running for only 77 yards, and committing 14 penalties. That's more concerning than the last 14 seconds. Amen, Tony Dungy. Because Tony Dungy is 100% spot on. I have spent in the last 24 hours reaching out to my friends who are sports officials. I have friends that are current and former officials in both the, in the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball. I have friends that officiate all four sports, either have officiated, meaning that they are no longer officiating because they are retired, or they are current officials. Again, I reached out to my friends in all four sports. And you know what the word was? Disrespect, loss of respect as it relates to Dak Prescott. That Dak Prescott, with that simple statement at the end of the game, has lost the respect of many. Here's the text from one very, very well-known official. I'm going to quote what he said because I asked him how he felt about what Dak Prescott did. Quote, "I was sickened to hear that. I lost really all respect I had for him." That is from a very well-known official. That was the common reaction that I got from other officials as well. So it made me look into the problem that we have as it relates to officials. And when a comment is made like that by a Dak Prescott, a very well-known sports figure at the highest of levels, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, there's no wonder why so many people are saying no to officiating. Let me run down some abuse of officials, okay? These are probably incidents that you've never heard about. I found it to be very interesting. Dr. Lynn Jameson, a professor at Indiana University, wrote a story six months ago. The title of her story was "Abuse of Officials, a sign of poor sports management." All right. And Dr. Jameson listed a lot of recent incidents that had occurred around this country. In Georgia, enraged mother leaps from stands and chokes teenage umpire over call. Delaware, an argument between coaches and referee, an 11 to 12 year age group. Game ends in hospital. All right. 10-year-old baseball player in Pennsylvania slugs umpire who made a call against him. In Florida, coach breaks the jaw of an umpire after disputing call. Texas, umpire ejects female player for cursing in co-ed church team after prayer. Texas, former Texas Ranger puts referee in chokehold following dispute. Pennsylvania, policeman gives tickets to referee who threw him out of game. North Carolina, a mother charges the field and slaps referee, gets arrested. Wisconsin, Little League umpire assaulted after ball call, receives 4 stitches. New Jersey, recreational league hockey player throws skate at referee, injuring him. California, recreational league basketball official needs 21 stitches to repair cut. Georgia, youth basketball game of 7 to 8-year-olds, referee slashes coach with knife. New Mexico, player smashes aluminum bat into umpire's face. Pennsylvania, father of 11-year-old wrestler sentenced 1 year for punching referee. Georgia, father and son confront referee after wrestling match, then punch those who try to break it up. She wrote, several observations can be made when viewing this small list of abuses that occur between officials and others. First, the incidents are not confined to a certain area, but are distributed throughout the country. It appears that many incidents occur regardless of where the game is played, and this makes solutions difficult to address since many cities are involved. Second, many of the reported incidents occur in youth or recreational leagues, and this suggests that something is happening that is not being managed properly. Finally, the incidents are caused by family members or players becoming irate after a call they did not only dislike, but they also became enraged enough to produce bodily harm. Lastly, there was only one incident that involved an official lashing out at others. I found that to be very, very interesting. Then I looked at some other websites, one called Mom's Team, the trusted source for sports parents. Verbal and physical abuse of game officials and poor sportsmanship by spectators has led to a shortage of referees, leading leagues and state legislatures to enact rules of conduct and criminalize assaults. 9 out of 10 high school sports associations need more referees, according to a survey by the National Association of Sports Officials. More than three quarters of the survey respondents, the 60 governing bodies in charge of administering high school sports in the United States, listed poor sportsmanship by parents as the single biggest reason officials quit. 68% cited poor sportsmanship by coaches and players as a factor. According to the National Alliance for Youth Sports, 15% of youth games involve some sort of verbal or physical abuse from coaches and parents, up from 5% just 5 years earlier. It was reported that receiving 2 to 3 calls a week reporting physical threats or acts of violence against sports officials were made to NASO, the National Alliance for Youth Sports. How about that? Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about ZBiotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something, it's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to ZBiotics.com/Grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to ZBiotics.com/Grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So when I see a player like Dak Prescott condoning throwing debris at officials, it is beyond disturbing because I believe there is a trickle-down effect. I love what I read in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the New York Times back in 2018, all right, where a man posted on a Facebook page called Offsides, all right? It was created in frustration by an Oklahoma youth soccer referee, Brian Barlow, who offers a $100 bounty for each clip in order to shame the rising tide of unruly parents and spectators at youth sports events. Quote, I do it to hold people accountable, to identify and call out the small percentage of parents who nonetheless create a toxic environment at youth sports. It's a very visual deterrent, and not just to the person caught on video, but to others who ask themselves, do I look like that jerk? He says, in fact, many do. A torrent of verbal and occasionally physical abuse towards referees nationwide has disrupted the sidelines of youth sports. The harassment has grown so rampant that more than 70% of new referees in all sports quit the job within 3 years, according to the National Association of Sports Officials. The chief cause for the attrition, based on a survey conducted by the association, was pervasive abuse from parents and coaches. The result has been drastic referee shortages across the country, with scores of youth and high school games canceled and leagues aborted. Barry Mano, the president of the Officials Association, said it received one or two calls weekly inquiring about the organization's assault insurance or for the legal advice that goes with it. Here in eastern Oklahoma, Barlow chose to fight back. Players, parents, coaches, and administrators in the area say his online posting, he has put up only a small fraction of the hundreds of videos from around the country he has received, have altered sideline behavior. Quote, if one parent starts yelling at a ref, all the other parents move away and say, hey, you don't want to be videotaped for Barlow's Facebook page. We know that everyone on the sideline has a smartphone in their hand. People are asking themselves and asking, am I the reason we don't have more referees? That's amazing, isn't it? They said that they lose about 40% of their referees each year, forcing zealous recruitment of new officials. Think about that for a minute. You can't even get enough officials to work youth sports. Brian Barlow, who I'm talking about, who was a referee in soccer for 14 years, has done more than use the Facebook page to stand up for his fellow officials. He started a program called Stop. Stop tormenting officials permanently. It distributes bright signage prominently placed at youth sports complexes. One sign reads, warning, screaming at officials not allowed. Another reads, caution, development in progress. Stay out of it. You know, it is amazing to me that parents and spectators at youth sports, since we're talking about currently right now youth sports, have to be told what proper conduct is at a game. Think about that for a minute. I remember when I had Mike Pereira on my show in Sacramento a couple of years ago, and Mike talked about this. Mike has started a program for our veterans and has put them into officiating. In other words, he trains them and gives them an opportunity after their service in the military. All right. And Mike has done a great job in trying to get people involved in officiating. And Mike was very adamant about the problem that we are having across the country right now as it relates to officials. And again, there are too many people that get into officiating and then they're like, don't want to do it anymore. The abuse is not worth it. They don't want to do it. And who the hell can blame them? Mike is the guy that founded, I believe, and he's on the board of directors. And it's really amazing what he's done. Battlefields to Ballfields is what it's called. And I was blessed to help out Mike when he first got it off the ground. Mike, by the way, if you don't know, was an official for 25 years. You see him on Fox every single week. I've said this about Mike. He is by far the very best in the business as it relates to rules and his ability to be succinct and put things in the layman terms on TV. And he rarely, rarely is wrong. But Mike has done a great job with this charity, and I'm grateful that I've gotten to know Mike like I have over the years. But it was very alarming when Mike told us on the radio a couple of years ago that there aren't enough officials, and the problem is the abuse that they take. And so when I see a Dak Prescott make those comments about fans throwing debris, bottles, and other sorts of things from the stands at officials, it's not okay. It's just not okay. And again, as I'm recording this, Dak has yet to make an apology. I'm hoping that it is forthcoming, and I hope it is beyond sincere. It's not going to erase the damage that he made with his comment, because he should know better, even when he is upset moments after a defeat. There is a line that you do not cross. That line he crossed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. What he said is inexcusable, and I believe it does have a trickle-down effect, and I think it is disgusting. I think it is shameful. And I, like many of the friends that I've reached out to that are in the sports officiating business as a career, are disgusted as well. And they should be. Shame on Dak Prescott. We have a real problem in this country as it relates to abuse towards officials. And I will tell you that in speaking to a lot of my friends that are current officials, and I've spoken to them about this on many occasions on the golf course, at lunch, at dinner, the things that they hear from fans at professional sporting events would make your head spin. I have a friend that is a major league umpire that told me he was walking off a field after a game in Pittsburgh, and there was an elderly lady, he thought she was about 90, screaming profanities at him as he was walking off the field. He said it was one of the most vile things that he had heard. And this is a constant, I guess, effect of being an official. It is constant. The vulgarities, the obscenities, the throwing of things towards officials. It happens all too frequently. It happens. It is awful. And now with so many people involved in gambling, I think it's even heightened the abuse towards officials. But you're not gambling at an 8-year-old basketball game or a football game or a soccer game or a hockey game, you know, when you're watching 9, 10, and 11-year-olds play. And yet the abuse and the profanity and the violence directed at officials in this country is disgusting. And so again, as I wrap up this segment, shame on Dak Prescott, because he is too well known. He is on too high of a stage to make a comment like that. The damage by Dak Prescott has already been done. Apology or no apology, the damage is done. It's now time for our Crowd Ultra Q&A. If you want to get on my podcast, just go to crowdultra.com, and just maybe I will answer your question right here on my podcast. And again, I always talk about this, but I really appreciate those of you that take the time to ask questions such as Casey.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Are there teams you thought should have been in the NFL playoffs? Yeah, well, I thought Indianapolis was going to be in the NFL playoffs. I've been talking about them a lot When you say should have been, no, not should have been. And that's why you play 17 games. But I thought they would get in, and they lost their last two games. And I think that was the biggest story of non-playoff teams. Brad wants to know, were you thinking the first round of the playoffs was going to be mostly blowouts? I really wasn't surprised. I really wasn't. I thought that there would be some games that were going to be non-competitive, such as the New England Buffalo game. Jake wants to know, have you still been monitoring viewership in the NFL and the NBA? Not as much as I have, Jake. Obviously, in-game attendance, I think, has been affected by, once again, the new variant, the Omicron variant, and the ongoing pandemic. I have not yet analyzed TV ratings enough, but I will. I absolutely will. Now, I will say this, Jake. Teams that are very good, teams that are winning, particularly in football, they don't have any problems with attendance. Fans aren't staying away. All right, all you got to do is look at the football games this past weekend. Stadiums were absolutely jam-packed. NBA and NHL teams. You know, when I turn on a game in Vegas, they're a very good and entertaining team. You know, the T-Mobile Center is packed. So I do believe that even with everything going on with the pandemic, that if you're good, fans are still going to come out and take their chances. Charlie wants to know, isn't it interesting Antonio Brown can still make postseason bonuses even though he's not playing? I wasn't aware of that, Charlie, but nothing surprises me when it comes to professional sports. Sam wants to know, does an AFC or NFC team win the Super Bowl? I'm going to say NFC team this year, Sam. I'm going to say NFC. Corey asked, wasn't it dumb for the Cowboys to run the ball at the end of the game? Yes, it was beyond stupid. I don't know how anyone can justify it. Ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. Adam wants to know, are you glad the NFL isn't allowing the refs from the Bengals-Raiders game to ref anymore this playoffs? Yeah, it was a horrible mistake, and they made it worse. They compounded it by not admitting their mistake. Bryce wants to know, did you expect more out of the Pats? I did. I didn't think they were going to win. I did expect a little more out of them, yes. I mean, I do think Buffalo played a perfect game. Tony asks, are you surprised at how well the Grizzlies are playing? You know, I am surprised, but Ja Morant has turned into a flat-out star, but they even won when he was hurt, and then in COVID protocol, they were still winning. They're very well coached. Everyone on the team buys into their role, which you have to have, and they are. They're right up there with one of the top teams in the NBA. Willie wants to know, why would the Kings ever trade Fox? Well, why wouldn't you trade Fox? Why would you trade? Why would you not trade anyone, Willie? The Kings stink. De'Aaron Fox doesn't make them better. So, yeah, of course I would trade Fox. I would trade anybody on that team. Absolutely. Kings haven't made the playoffs in a generation. Again, they're 10 games under 500. They're three games out of the 10th spot. Of course I would trade De'Aaron Fox. Why wouldn't I? Sam wants to know, do the Vikings need to draft a quarterback this upcoming draft? Well, it's a very good question. And I say it's a very good question because this isn't a very good draft projected-wise for the quarterback position. So, you know, that's a fabulous question, but it's not like last year and some of the previous years with top-heavy, top-flight quarterbacks, or at least projected as top-flight quarterbacks. It's not like that this year. So I'm not really sure what direction they're going to go in. Hey, always great when you can fire away some questions via Crowd Ultra. Once again, just go to crowdultra.com, and just maybe I'll answer your question right here on my podcast.
It's time for Brent.
Today's rant is brought to you by the Home Theater Company. When it comes to your audio, video, and home theater needs, just go to hometheatercompany.com. Home Theater Company, they're awesome. I've used them for a long time, and you could trust them. Bill and his company are awesome. Absolutely awesome. Check them out. Just go online, hometheatercompany.com. Well, once again, the NFL and Roger Goodell and their TV partner showing that they do not give a damn about the fans. They don't care. You got four games coming up this weekend, and Green Bay and San Francisco is going to be in the nighttime prime time window on Fox. That's right. Let's not play the game during the day when it may be about 15 degrees warmer. Nope. Why would you want to do that? Let's have the game at night and let the fans freeze their asses off. I know that they're used to it. I know that's how people live up in Green Bay. But did you see the weather forecast for Saturday night? Have you checked out the 10-day forecast in Green Bay if you're keeping score at home? On Saturday, all right, as you would expect, yeah, the weather is going to be pretty damn cold. How cold? Well, how about a low of 2 degrees? How about a high of 22 during the day? But in the evening, after the temperature reaches a high of 22, it's going to drop down to single digits. That's right, single digits. Welcome to the National Football League. Again, the other night game this weekend. No, it's not in Tampa. No, it's not in Tennessee. You don't want to put those games in the nighttime window. No, let's make it miserable for the fans. The Kansas City Chiefs have the other night game. Fortunately, the extended forecast isn't that bad on Sunday night, a low of only 26. So the fans get lucky there. Had the game been, let's say, on Thursday, the low would have been 3 degrees. But fortunately, they got a heat wave coming this weekend to Kansas City, and the temperature is going to rise about 25 degrees. Again, the National Football League, once again proving they don't give a damn about their fans and, to a degree, the players. Let everyone freeze their asses off instead of playing a game during the afternoon in Green Bay. Nope. Let's have the kickoff at 7:30 p.m. local time. Good move, once again, by the National Football League. Hey, that is my podcast for today. Really appreciate you joining me here. Make it a great week, everybody. And thanks for listening. If you don't like that, with Grant Napier.